Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 87. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, 69. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 90. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 79 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Kansas will see major tax cuts, but the relief for homeowners isn't seen as enough. Kansas legislators have approved major tax cuts and ended a political stalemate with Governor Laura Kelly, yet some of them sounded frustrated as they were doing it. The Republican-controlled legislature approved a bill on Tuesday to cut income and property taxes by a total of $1.23 billion over the next 3 years. The measure contained the exact terms of a compromise reached by the Democratic governor and the GOP leaders of the House and the Senate, and Kelly has promised to sign it. But many lawmakers said they wanted more for taxpayers, and legislators in both parties viewed this property tax relief as meager. The Kansas Highway Patrol says that two people were killed in a crash this morning on Highway 50 in Marion County. The crash happened around 6:30 a.m. on Highway 50 west of Florence. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Rusty Eck Ford and local area charities are teaming up for a trade-in sales event. Bring a new or gently used bike to Rusty Eck Ford and receive up to $2,000 off a brand new Ford. We will donate all bikes to local charities. It's as simple as donate a new or gently used bike. Receive up to $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. We donate all working bikes to local charities in the Wichita area. Choose from over 200 new Fords like this 2023 Ford F-150. 1.9% APR for 72 months. $1,471 for 1,000 financed, or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid, 0% APR for 60 months, $1,667 for 1,000 financed, or a 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months, $1,389 for 1,000 financed. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today. Plus taxes and fees, offers can be combined with approved credit, must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Kansas legislators cleared the way Tuesday for a debate on trying to lure the Kansas City Chiefs from Missouri by approving broad tax cuts that many lawmakers said they needed to see before considering a plan to help the Super Bowl champions finance a new stadium. The legislature took up the stadium proposal during a special session that convened on Tuesday amid heavy lobbying for the plan. The measure would allow the state to issue bonds to help the Chiefs and Major League Baseball's Kansas City Royals finance new stadiums on the Kansas side of their metropolitan area, which is split by the border with Missouri. It's hard to believe, but Independence Day is only 2 weeks away. The number of people traveling for the 4th of July is expected to set a new record, according to AAA. AAA predicted that 70.9 million people will be traveling 50 miles or more the week of July 4th. This is 5% higher than the number of people who traveled for the holiday last year. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Start summer with savings on Michelin tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Now through June 30th, get up to $80 via reward card or virtual prepaid card with online submission. With qualifying purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Full details online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires June 30th, void where prohibited. Check out the reward card savings on Michelin tires now at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Hurry in today.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, climate change and the climate change initiatives continue to be a focal point in the agricultural industry, with climate change adaptation, nutrition, and farm income are all key research goals that many scientists around the world have been focusing on. However, in countries like Ghana, it is hard to get grants to focus on those initiatives. As Peter Kelly, the chair of Grow Further, says that they have two projects they're working on, developing an app for countries like Tanzania for farmers to identify crop disease in maize, and Bambara groundnut breeding projects in Ghana.
This is to create the first commercial variety of this crop, which has long been neglected in research. It's nutritious. It works well under adverse conditions. It improves the lives of women farmers. It has a lot of advantages, but low yields and neglected from a research perspective. So developing the first commercial variety will make a big difference.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
It's that time of year. From Texas to the Dakotas, us here at the Mid-America Ag Network and me, your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, will keep you informed on this year's wheat harvest. Listen daily for the most current, up-to-date information on the progression of the summer wheat harvest through Mid-America. Summer wheat harvest reports are brought to you by Abilene Machine Replacement Parts, P&B Insurance, Gene Francis Gavel Roads, and the Hydraulic Shop. From Texas to the Dakotas, it's Mid-America Ag Network keeping you informed on this year's 2024 wheat harvest.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas State Board of Education last week rejected an effort by Nemaha Central USD 115 to take in some 80 square miles of District 103 Prairie Hills. Jurisdiction was questioned following school closures in recent years, including Burn and Wetmore, which resulted in a number of student transfers into Nemaha Central District. After mediation efforts failed, the state board heard testimony, including public hearings, and was charged with accepting or rejecting a petition from Central or drafting a compromise boundary map. The rejection on a 6-3 vote limits Nemaha Central from bringing another boundary proposal to the state for at least 2 years. Prairie Hills did reach agreements with USD 380 Vermilion, Frankfort, Centralia, as well as the Jackson Heights District earlier. Senator Myron Dorn recently spoke with Gage County supervisors about legislation for funding private schools and petitions being circulated. Dorn said a previous bill regarding funding private schools was ended and will not be on the general election ballot because of a new bill that he voted to support, setting an amount of $10 million be taken out of state general funds. Unlike the previous bill, one cannot contribute to this amount to receive a tax deduction. The $10 million is capped at that amount for years going forward. There will not be an increase in the amount and no sunset or ending date. Dorn said public schools don't want any money going to private schools, so they're circulating petitions to be put on that ballot. Friends of Alcove Springs are reaching out to concerned citizens regarding a Department of Energy transmission line corridor proposal that could extend about 5 miles south of Marysville to the northern edge of Alcove Springs, asking public input during a 45-day comment period ending Monday, June 24th. They're also urging those concerned to contact their U.S. representatives and senators, noting that the integrity of the Oregon Trail swales in the park could be impacted, as well as overall natural surroundings. Additional wind turbines and transmission lines continue to encroach on multiple native pasture and trail sites. Marysville Advocate and Washington County News have front page stories this week and include links to the online comment submission site. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County May 25th. Todd Music of Marysville lost control of his motorcycle on U.S. 77 near 9th Road around 12:30 a.m. He was transported to CMH in Marysville. Aubrey Schaefer of Hanover and Jared Preble of Oquito are among 30 young Kansans recently introduced as members of the next class for the Kansas Agriculture and Rural Leadership Program, a 2-year course of study, including multiple in-state seminars, as well as a visit to Washington, D.C., and an international tour. They're among 30 in the upcoming class, which has graduated 480 over the past 20-plus years. The program is designed to equip young leaders to make a continued impact in rural and agricultural communities. Washington County Historical Society will present a program Thursday evening in Palmer entitled horse thieves or murderers. As Susan Kiesecker relates a story discovered during research some months ago, the murder mystery is free and open to the public tonight at 7 at the Palmer Community Building. Marshall County Community Band Summer Concert Series continues this evening, 7:30 in the Kester House Gardens in Marysville. Last week's performance moved inside the Arts Center due to the heat. Annual Frankfort Summerfest is Saturday, June 22nd. Farmers Market opens 8 a.m., a parade at 11 a.m. lining up at the care home. Hamburger feed at the shelter house. Inflatables from noon to 4 with free swimming at the Frankfort Pool Saturday from 1 to 6. Pedal pool registration at 5:30. Smoked pork chop dinner at the park with entertainment by Jake Rose begins at 5:30. A Huey Lewis and NXS cover band performs live at 8:30 Saturday with fireworks at dark in Frankfort. Clara Helvertiske, age 78, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore. Interment at the Blue Spring Cemetery, with a visitation Thursday from 10 until 8 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Clara Vertiska. Vincent R. Vince O'Toole, Jr., age 43, of Marysville, passed away Friday. A celebration of life service is planned July 10th with a private interment at a later date. Christy Andrews Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Vince O'Toole, Jr. Laverne H. Mainz passed away June 7th. Private family ceremony will be held at a later date with the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Laverne Mainz. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday for Dwayne L. Sonny Repke, age 82, of Waterville, who passed away June 5th. Service Saturday, June 22nd, 10 a.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville. Interment will follow at the Cottage Hill Cemetery south of Waterville. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dwayne Sonny Repke.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More sunshine throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-70s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some scattered showers possible into Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then scattered showers continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. More sunshine throughout the day on Sunday with our highs in the lower to mid-90s, then staying clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Still more sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. Then some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 87. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 66, and the record low, 49. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
When does a stretch of warm weather become a heat wave? That's the burning question today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 20th, the 172nd day of the year. Singer Lionel Richie has a birthday, and summer officially arrives today. The solstice occurs at 4:51 p.m. Eastern Time. In researching summer heat waves, we were surprised to find that they have no standard definition. U.S. weather agencies vaguely refer to it as a period of abnormal warmth. One source calls it 3 or more days of highs above 90 degrees. It may be a heat wave in Maine, but certainly not in Florida or Texas. A more universal suggestion is 3 or more days of at least 10 degrees above local averages. But perhaps no definition is needed. A heat wave is definitely one of those we know it when we're having it experiences. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Check your forecast and find more weather facts online at almanac.com.
Vote Angela Heckey for re-election as 22nd Judicial District Magistrate Judge. Serving this office the past 19 years, her record shows diligence in treating everybody firmly and fairly with dignity and respect.
I would appreciate your vote in the upcoming primary, August 6th.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Keisha has officially approved the new 3-site, 2-day model for the upcoming 2024 high school football championships that will start at the end of this year. As WIBW reports that the change comes from the previous years of rather having 9 different kickoff times on the same day across the state. The new model is expected to make it better for the experience of people wanting to check out number of games from different divisions, as there will be 3 sites with 2 games happening on Friday, November 29th of this year, and the other 7 on Saturday, happening November 30th.
It's difficult when you got, different sites, 8 different sites, 9 championships. So there's been some talk about it over the years. We feel like the locations and what these schools offer gives these championship games a great atmosphere for our communities.
That was the Acacia Assistant Executive Director, Mark Lentz, on WIBW News. Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty Eck Ford and local area charities are teaming up for a trade-in sales event. Bring a new or gently used black to Rusty Eck Ford and receive up to $2,000 off a brand new Ford. We will donate all bikes to local charities. It's as simple as donate a new or gently used bike. Receive up to $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. We donate all working bikes to local charities in the Wichita area. Choose from over 200 new Fords like this 2023 Ford F-150. 1.9% APR for 72 months. $1,471 for 1,000 financed. Or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid. 0% APR for 60 months. $1,667 for 1,000 financed. Or a 2023 Mach-E. 0% APR for 72 months. $1,389 for 1,000 financed. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
A former Wichita State Shockers softball student athlete is now representing Wichita State on a national softball team by heading up to the nation of Canada after announcing that she will be earning a spot on the Canadian women's national softball team. As Cake News reports, CeCe Wong will be taking her talents up north, as she is the second Shocker softball student athlete to represent Wichita State and the first on the team for Canada. Back in 2022, Sydney McKinney was named for Team USA for the Japan All-Star Series. The Canadian team this year includes 16 athletes who competed in last year's Canada Cup, with 5 new faces making their debut for the Canadian women's national team. With the roster including 6 members from Canada's 2020 Olympic softball team and 13 athletes from the 2023 WBSC World Cup group stage. In other news, College Baseball World Series is getting underway with the championship starting up on Saturday out of Omaha, Nebraska. Games are Saturday and Sunday, with Game 3 as that option coming up on Monday. Mid-America Network Sports.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Ag Buildings provides safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings, complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
This is Andrew Crownover with Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville. From now until July 4th, with every car purchase, you'll receive a $50 gift certificate to Richardson Fireworks in Marysville. Happy 4th of July, and stop in or visit our website to see our huge selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, and more at Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville.
Lamb's quarter, pigweed, and goosefoot are just a few names of an edible plant most gardeners treat as a weed. Consider its nutritional and culinary benefits before dismissing this plant. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The adaptable lamb's quarter contains iron, protein, calcium, B1, and B2. The leaves can be eaten raw or steamed like spinach. In fact, its popularity waned once its relative spinach was introduced. Limit the amount of raw leaves eaten as they contain oxalic acid that can be toxic in large amounts. This is not a concern once the lamb's quarter is cooked. Regular picking will ensure lots of tasty new growth and prevent the plant from forming up to 75,000 seeds during its season of growth. Don't harvest plants growing in fields that have been heavily fertilized or treated with chemicals. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
There was once a time when horses and carriages ruled the roads. And in those days, before the automobile, the types, sizes, and uses of horse-drawn vehicles was quite diverse. One company in Wisconsin was an important builder of those vehicles. And when cars came along, the business closed. But what they produced is far from forgotten. The story is next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Wesley Young was the grandson of Jacob Young. And if you know what Jacob did for a living, well, you'll know why you can find this amazing collection here in Greenbush, Wisconsin today.
Jacob Young was a German immigrant who arrived in Sheboygan in 1855 and went right to work in a wagon works. And he ended up owning that and renamed it the Young Carriage Company.
And that company manufactured carriages from 1855 to 1917. But as Bridget Zilke explains, that's where the story of Jacob's grandson, Wesley, comes in.
He was able to be in the carriage factory when he was a young man and really enjoyed working with his father and his uncles. However, the advent of the automobile happened, and he unfortunately wasn't able to become the artisan that he had hoped to be.
So Wesley was not able to build carriages as he had perhaps hoped. There was simply no longer a great need now that there were cars taking over the roads in place of horses and carriages. But Wesley truly loved his family's business, even if that business would eventually close as demand ceased.
When he had some disposable income, he started purchasing and restoring the vehicles that his family, his relatives, had built.
And he subsequently gifted those many carriages to the Wisconsin Historical Society so they could be displayed. A great collection of items from everyday buggies to luxurious coaches and commercial vehicles, all produced by his family.
There's more than 70 vehicles on display, and they are all painstakingly restored and quite lovely.
The collection is at the Wade House Historic Site. Of course, there is the Wade House, which is quite a story in its own right. And that's next time as we travel the countryside in Greenbush, Wisconsin. I'm Andrew McCray.
Looking to buy a horse for your family? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The right horse will bring a lot of joy, but also be prepared to accept many responsibilities as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
If I bought a horse, I would look for one that was as gentle and startle-free as possible. No high-strung horses for me. But to be honest, I really don't have the time to care for one. First of all, they live a long time. Many horses live 25 years or more, so it's not something you buy on a whim. There are specific shelter requirements, and you'll have the costs of hay, feed, and veterinary care. Dr. Kimberly May with Purina says the number one rule, especially if buying your first horse, is making sure it's well-trained for your needs and riding experience.
It's very heartbreaking to see somebody buy a horse and they fall in love with it and the horse is either not trained significantly enough that they can safely ride this horse or it can't do what they need it to do. The worst case scenario is somebody who buys a horse that is just uncontrollable for them. It's a very good way to get yourself hurt or killed if you buy a horse that his temperament is not suited to your needs.
You have to trust that the person you're buying the animal from will tell you the truth about its quirks and personality. A horse needs a solid, even attitude toward you and other members of the family. Once you've found the horse that suits you on the outside, you've got to check it on the inside, too, with a pre-purchase exam done by a veterinarian. If this important step is bypassed, you could be in for some disappointment.
Finding out after you get it that that horse is too lame to do something that you wanted to do with it, or it's got a disease that is either expensive or untreatable or is something that's going to cause them a poor quality of life. And so you've invested your money and your heart into this horse, and now you've got a horse that isn't going to be able to do what you want it to do or maybe not be able to live the life that you want it to live.
Educate yourself about the horse buying process at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The numbers are in for the latest tax filing season, and here's what they tell us.
Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. In all, taxpayers filed about 140 million tax returns. About half of taxpayers paid a professional to do their taxes. The rest used tax software or did their returns by hand. The IRS sent refunds to two-thirds of taxpayers. The average refund was just under $3,000. That works out to roughly $250 a month those taxpayers sent to the IRS, even though they didn't have to. By adjusting their withholding, they would have had an extra $250 each month to save, give, or invest. Remember, the IRS doesn't pay interest on that money, so it's really like giving the government an interest-free loan. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use FaithFi app. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store or learn more at faithfi.com.
Legislative reform of child labor, on farm and off, is a tug of war, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Child labor was common in this country through the 1930s until laws began regulating it. It's normal for kids on farms to work, and the law allows that. But there are still efforts to legislate tougher standards. Reed Mackey coordinates a group called the Child Labor Coalition, which supports a bill in Congress called the Children's Act for Responsible Employment.
Importantly, it would raise the age of hazardous child labor in agriculture. It's 18 in all other industries, but in agriculture, it's only 16. It would raise it to 18, the same as everything else.
Mackey says industry lobbying has effectively kept the bill from passing.
We've been kind of the lead group that's been working with congressional offices to get it introduced every session. And there was only one time in the last 30 years where we thought we might actually have a chance of getting a House floor vote.
Mackey says the health and safety of child workers is at stake.
You have to be 21 to buy cigarettes, but you can be 12 and work in a tobacco field. It really makes no sense at all. There is a voluntary tobacco company policy not to hire kids under 16 in tobacco fields, but there isn't really much evidence that this is working. And the problem with a voluntary policy is that it's not enforceable.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pickup in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
Celebrate National Dairy Month this and every June with your favorite dairy treat. With over 200 licensed dairy herds in the state of Kansas, you're closer than you think to a dairy producer. Containing essential nutrients and 8 grams of protein in every serving, dairy is a nutritional powerhouse and an important part of a well-balanced lifestyle. A reminder to thank a dairy producer and that June is National Dairy Month from Bussing Dairy of Axtell. Continuing the tradition of the American Family Dairy, proud sponsor of National Dairy Month. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring cattle sales every Thursday. Consignments online at MarysvilleLivestock.com. And KNDY Radio, up to date with the latest weather and markets every hour. Your farm and home information radio is KNDY. A reminder to thank a producer this and every June during National Dairy Month.
Agriculture Thursday. Sam's back with your latest harvest update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Your 2024 harvest reports are brought to you by Gene Francis and Associates. Call the real estate brokers and auctioneers with four decades of experience at 316-524-8345. We'll go ahead and start here in the Sunflower State as Mid-America Ag Network. Zach May was out in the fields in Garden Plain just a couple of days ago. He gave us a better idea where they're at in terms of harvest as well as what are the next steps in the upcoming days.
Moisture content's wonderful, and for our wheat harvest, we're at about 50 bushels per acre, and test weight around 62 pounds per bushel, and the average protein was 11.3%. We are projected to get some rain here, which will definitely help with plowing and disc in the field, put some moisture into the ground, and then we're going to be looking at wheat seed. Make sure that when you're looking at wheat seed, you call your trusted companies to get those, and make sure you listen to the Mid-America Ag Network for those trusted wheat seed companies.
A lot of surrounding areas around South Central and Southwest into central portions of Kansas are certainly reporting of a well-harvested crop this year. Taking a look down in the Lone Star State, as according to the Texas Crop Progress and Condition Report, the crop was at 68% harvested, up 8 points from the five-year average. Harvest progressed earnest across the panhandle and southern plains as farmers tried to beat the wet weather in the last couple of days and hoping for that the fields will dry out here soon. Although conditions have been variable, irrigated wheat fields have been as high as 80 bushels per acre, and dryland yields in some areas have come in well above average. In Oklahoma, progression continues on. Progress has been made in northeast Oklahoma. In the panhandle, producers have made good progress in dryland harvest and are hoping to start in irrigated wheat over now the next couple of days into the weekend. Overall, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, as of right now, is calling wheat harvest for the entire state at 88% complete. Your 2024 summer harvest updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ag Professionals. Don't gamble your crops. Get crop insurance today. Call 620-357-6390.
It's a beautiful day and your crops look better than they have in years. It's amazing what one hail cloud can do. Don't gamble with your crops and call Midwest Ag Professionals Crop Insurance in Jetmore, Kansas at 620-357-6390. Midwest Ag Professionals would like to also remind all the area farmers that July 15th is the last day to sign up for your annual forage policy. Don't hesitate. Call the Midwest Ag Professional team at 620-357-6390 and get the most out of your insurance dollar.
Hydraulics are a big component. From tractors to excavators.
From construction to farming.
Call the name that you should know. The Hydraulic Shop. With over 16 years of experience, Charity and the team can get your hydraulics fixed and have your equipment back up and running with minimal downtime. For all your hydraulic needs, whether it's big or small, we service them all. Call Charity and the team at 316-358-7335. That's 316-358-7335.
Need a bull? Leuenberger in Waterville still has five dependable Simangas bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. These feature a good disposition with hybrid vigor and strong growth, and traits include calving ease. Call today. Don't miss out. Leuenberger at Waterville, phone 785-268-0647.
Some landowners find a big surprise when they're clearing their land. We'll tell you what to do if you unearth an old cemetery on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Generations ago, when loved ones passed away in the country, they were usually buried on their farmstead. The sites were hardly ever recorded at the local deed office, so as time went on, the families dispersed and many rural graveyards were forgotten. Michael Trinkley is the director of a foundation in South Carolina that helps people through the process of handling such a discovery. If you find a burial ground in your property, nearly every state requires you to notify law enforcement first to determine whether it was a crime scene. He says if you choose to have the remains moved to another location, most states do this in one of two ways.
The most common is that the cemetery is advertised for 30 days asking descendants to come forward and make arrangements to move the cemetery. Most often, the cost of moving the bodies is borne by the property owner. A few states have a slightly different requirement where it's actually viewed as an archaeological project and moved by archaeologists.
The other option is to leave it be and work around it.
Now, that, of course, requires that you actually determine what the boundaries are. And in many states, it requires that you develop some memorandum of agreement, some legal document specifying that you will, in fact, preserve the cemetery. You will, in fact, leave it alone in perpetuity.
No matter which option you choose, do it respectfully because it's illegal to desecrate a cemetery. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about burial grounds on private property at agriculture.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has new 2024 1500 and 2500 model Silverado pickups, including a pair of 1500s in the Trail Boss and High Country Edition, and a pair of 2500 HD, both LTZ71 packages. New trucks awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. An American eel was found in the Kansas River for the first time in about 10 years. K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken gives more details on the recent finding, as well as what these eels look like.
Recently, one was caught in the Kansas River, and historically we've known that they've been there, but some members of the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Aquatic Invasive Species crew caught one in April, and it's the first one that's been documented in the Kansas River in about a decade. It's a cool type of fish called a catadromous fish, and catadromous fish, they go out to the ocean to spawn and reproduce, and then they drift across the ocean and swim upstream, and they grow up in freshwater systems, and they spend most of their life in a freshwater system. So American eels are long, slender fish, weigh about 3 or 4 pounds, 2 to 3 feet long. Their populations are pretty stable, but they're not really common around here.
Gerken explains where American eels spawn and how their offspring are dispersed.
Once they reach their adult age, they decide, hey, we're going to go on a trip. And they're going to make a journey out to the Atlantic Ocean to a place called the Sargasso Sea. And that sea is where every American eel that we know about spawns. Put that in perspective, that's about 3,500 nautical miles from the Kansas River. So they grow up, they turn into adults, they decide it's their time to make the journey. They make this 3,500-mile journey to the sea. They spawn there, and then they generally die, but they leave this legacy of all these tiny little eels. And those eels get picked up by the oceanic currents, and they're just kind of along for the ride for up to a year, right? Till they end up somewhere near a continent where they can find some freshwater system, swim upstream, and do that life cycle, grow up, and then do that cycle all over again.
Dams have changed how fish migrate, but he says why those dams are important.
Dams have blocked migration of a lot of different fish. Scientists have looked at ways to combat that, and one of the things they've done is look at fish passages or fish ladders so that fish can move upstream. But a lot of the places where that could happen, we've determined that that's not the best scenario. Some of the non-native species would also be able to move upstream, mainly Asian carp. And that competition between those non-natives and the native species are one of the things that we've determined, hey, the risk doesn't outweigh the reward kind of thing.
That was K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken on how dams are beneficial for eels and other fish when it comes to controlling invasive species. He encourages people to spend time outside because you never know what can be found, like an American eel. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
At Alliance Insurance, we are all excited to announce our long-awaited move to our new location at 715 Broadway. Previously Blue River Eye Care, which is located one door east of our old location. Just look for Dottie Rose. The same personalized service you expect at our new location back on Broadway. So from Tammy, Jen, and Diana, Alliance Insurance, please give us a call for all your insurance needs. 785-562-2393.
Good Thursday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, quite a bit of weakness today. Pretty much lower numbers across the board. We'll start in the livestock, as the one contract that is higher is June live cattle. Back up 17 cents to 186.85, but August and beyond all lower. August down 22 at 181.85. Feeder cattle are nearing a triple-digit loss today. August feeders down 87 cents to 259.07. September to $260.40. That's down 70. And the hogs triple-digit lower as well. July lean hogs down 162 at 92.15. August to 89.35, that's 222 in the red. And the grains and oil seeds, lots of pressure today. July corn now down 9.5 at 440.5. September to 445 a bushel, that's 10.75 cents lower. Chicago spring Kansas City wheat with continued volatility today. July KC wheat down 8.5 at 592.5. September down a dime at 599.75. And July oats down a nickel at 323.25. So beans also taking the brunt of the hit today. July beans down 16 to 11.58. August down to 11.41. That's down 15 cents. Soybean meal for July down 5.50 at 359.10. And soy oil also a bit weaker. July down 30 points at 44 even. Cotton also slightly lower. July down 7 points at 70.96. Taking a stroll down Wall Street now as we see the S&P falling slightly down 26 after topping 5,500 for the first time ever. Currently down 27 though at 5,460. The NASDAQ now down a full percent, 185 in the red at 17,677. And the Dow Jones, the light spot, one up 160 at 38,994. Into the energy markets, we see crude oil up 74 at 82.31 a barrel. Unleaded gas is up a half a cent to 249 a gallon. Heating oil up a half to 252. And natural gas sharply lower down 15 at 275. June gold up 2360 to 2354. And July silver up 126 at $30.83 per ounce.
Rusty Eck Ford and local area charities are teaming up for a trade-in sales event. Bring a new or gently used bike to Rusty Eck Ford and receive up to $2,000 off a brand new Ford. We will donate all bikes to local charities. It's as simple as donate a new or gently used bike. Receive up to $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. We donate all working bikes to local charities in the Wichita area. Choose from over 200 new Fords like this 2023 Ford F-150. 1.9% APR for 72 months, $1,471 for 1,000 financed, or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid, 0% APR for 60 months, $1,667 for 1,000 financed, or a 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months, $1,389 for 1,000 financed. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus taxes and fees, offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor.
If you're mechanically inclined and like working with your hands, like seeing a finished product, Landall in Marysville is looking for you. Currently hiring welders, assembly, paint, material handlers, fabrication, maintenance, and over-the-road drivers. Competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus based on your gross weekly wage, excellent benefits package including comprehensive health and life insurance, paid time off and holidays, gas allowance to drive to work, and profit sharing. Apply online at Landall.com today or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors have come back from their one-day holiday ready to buy. Headed into the midday, the Dow Jones had gained nearly 100 points. The S&P and NASDAQ had double-digit advances into record territory. While Bill Gates and Elon Musk grab headlines, the top-paid CEOs in the country are people you've probably never heard of. Equilar, which analyzes data on executive compensation, says John Winkelried of private equity firm TPG tops the list with a compensation package worth over $198 million last year. Consulting firm RSM predicts that gas prices will buck the normal summer trend and continue to fall ahead of the 4th of July weekend. Strong supply and easing demand may drive down the national average another 35 cents from the current $3.44 a gallon. And more Americans are disputing charges on their credit cards. The Wall Street Journal says over 100 million charges were disputed last year, worth about $11 billion, up from $7 billion in 2019. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.